time, and that's as tough a one as I've seen, because like you said, you mentioned it, you know, we need a good shift, a pushback after that goal, and that's what you're trying to have. Anytime you give up a goal or score one, you want a real good shift the next one, and they dumped it down. I'll have to look to see if that was icing. We thought it was icing, and they did waved it off, but you got to play the game, and Angus, puck goes behind our net, Angus stops it, and he holds on to it, and he stays there, and normally what you want to do as a goalie is get back, stop it, move it, and get back to your net. For that reason, and both our defense and one defenseman sort of each guy went to each corner. So, and then Angus tried to throw it, but he just sort of whiffed on it a little bit. He didn't get much on it, and one of their players got between Angus and our defenseman and intercepted the pass and came out front. So now we our center's trying to get back to help out because our defensemen are in the corners and Angus is trapped behind the net, and it was not a good situation and a tough goal. And I give our team credit. We hung in there because now, I mean, you talk about trying to – the ice being slanted. It was like 90 degrees, and we're trying to go uphill and into the wind and into the snow, and it wasn't easy. And they're coming downhill, and wow. It was – and on the bench, it's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling, and – I made sure I told one of our players, get out there and, you know, just tell Angus, hey, you know, we'll win it, you know, hang in there, we'll pick you up. And yeah, it was tough sledding from that point on the rest of the third period. It really was.
That was at the 7-minute mark, so it's tied 2-2. Huskies, hang on, 11-2 were the shots in that third period in favor of the Falcons. So we go to the overtime, and like you said, Coach, the first overtime you could sense that there was a real nice pushback by the Huskies. The way you guys, whatever you said during that intermission between the third and the first overtime, it was a different team, I thought, coming out.
Well,
that
no
period.
Question. And we go from being outshot 11-2 to outshooting them. I don't have the stats in front of me. I think it was 10-7, 10-6, and we out-attempted them. So we completely flipped it around. And that we needed that break. We needed that break to push the reset button. And we got there. And really all I did is told the team, I said, hey, if someone would have gave us the opportunity, I told you in September, you know, we would give you that chance right now to play for a spot in the NCAA tournament and to win a WCHA championship in overtime. Would you take it right now? And absolutely. And I always preach, you cannot change what's happened. You cannot go back in the past and change anything. But you have something to say about the future. I'm big on that. And, you know, I've mentioned that many times. And that was the message. You know, we couldn't change anything, but we had things in our control. We had a chance to do something about the future and the future of Michigan Tech hockey and win a championship. And they were good. Our guys were good. I think that, you know, we had to get in that locker room and we had to settle things down and we had to talk and we had to refocus. We gave them one or two things, X's and O's, not a lot. You don't want to give them too much because then their brains at that point get a little, you know, overfried, and you just want to give them one or two simple things and more so compete. Just go back out and compete and play like we can, and we'll be fine.
They go to the first overtime. There's no scoring, but there were some pretty good highlights.
By Jackson. Jackson turned it around, looks to shoot, makes a play. Jackson looks in, shoots! Saved by Nell! Oh, Jake Jackson had the game winner on his stick. What a play! With a shot, this one. Why did the Husky go on to a redirect? Right to the front of the goal! A shot! Oh, what a save by Redmond! The Husky needs to get it deep. Makes a move!
Smith off of the crossbar there. We saw Jackson's great play to walk in. Let me ask you, first of all, about the Jackson play. Do you feel he probably had a little bit more time to possibly move to his forehand?
Oh, he did. He did. When you watch it on tape, he did. But, you know, in that moment, you're not sure. And, you know, and then he puts it right into his stomach. You know, he had a chance to even walk a little bit. But how about his emergence this year, right? From, you know, where he was last year and all the injuries to, you know, not maybe getting off to a great start, and now he's just really taken off, and that bodes well for the future. But no, he had a great opportunity to end it right there, and then Alex Smith maybe with the best opportunity, because he walked in all alone. Like, he could have went right to the net and done, you know, did anything he wanted to, but he walks in, takes a good shot, and you can hear it on the on your replay there. You hear the clink off the post crossbar. I mean, he beat him clean. So it's good experience for these guys. Like, you know, when I look back, like, for Alex Smith to play in a game like that, and he was not out of place. Like, he had to play against their top players a lot. So here you got a freshman now. You know, he's good on faceoffs. He's working harder. He's moving his feet now. You know, you have to push these guys a little bit sometimes because you get in that comfort level. And I thought he played, you know, really well. I thought Gavin Gould played well as a freshman. Obviously, Mitch Rinke and then Angus Redmond. So it's good experience for these young players, even like Jake Jackson and Alex Gillies. And, you know, Joel's been around. But for him to get his first taste now in the NCAA tournament, Les Bronze, it's good. These are good things. It helps build your program for the future also. Not, I mean, we're in the presence, but it's good. And once you get a taste of things like that and get in those situations, it helps you. You know, you can't give anybody that experience and how to handle yourself and how to prepare and how to work through the adversity in a championship game like that. So I thought the game itself will bode well. Obviously, it's great for us now, but it also helps down the road.
All right, we'll come back with the second overtime right after this. You're tuned to the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
Tax time is here. Let the tax professionals at Lake County prepare and e-file your income tax return. The Affordable Care Act, identity theft, the Earned Income Credit, and education credits are just a few of the reasons you need the services of the tax professionals at Lake County. Lake County will ensure that you receive all of the credits and deductions that you are entitled to. Lake County is ready to relieve the stress related to tax preparation. Call 482-2370. That's 482-2370. Lake County, located 1 mile west of the Copper Country Mall, Houghton.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room, instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Metlack, Doctors Fisher, Sarazen, Strong, and Sliss. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. And now in Lorium on 77 3rd Street. Call today for your appointment. 482-3621 Hancock. 337-5049 Lorium.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait, is nagging foot pain fading your resolve? Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today is not the day for failure. We've got this. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 90. We got a lot to cover here, so we're going to kind of move along. But we go to the second overtime. We're tied 2-2 still. Fatigue starting to set in, Coach. I could tell right at the beginning of that second overtime that even though everybody's playing hard, you could see this the mental fatigue and some of the decisions by both teams weren't as sharp as before.
Yeah, not as sharp, but more so the physically. We start the overtime, second overtime, and I want to go with Neville, Jake Jackson, Reed Sterles at line, and you know, everybody says they're okay because we want to make sure. And Reed goes out and out on the ice, and then he comes right off. Like before the face, he says, "I can't go." And oh boy! And now we're already, we moved Liebringer back to defense already because of Hannah's situation with that minor injury he has. And we were spotting him in the third period, and we weren't sure we were going to play him at all in the overtime. So Liebringer goes back, and he's cramping. Excuse me. So we got Liebringer cramping. We got Reed. He can't go. And then Alex Gillies, his first shift, he went out and had to come off. So we're starting the second overtime, and now you're down really three forwards from what you started the game with. And they're only playing three lines, and I'm trying to match lines, and it was wild. It was wild on the bench.
And you had not played Blacklock right. Didn't play a lot. Gavin didn't play a lot.
Blacklock, Gavin, Beretta, because we tried to match their lines. And, you know, Gavin and Beretta, Tommy, they're freshmen. And Mace is in and out of the lineup at times. So young guys in key situations. And we wanted to try to match some things up. But it puts you in a tough spot. And, I even thought, to myself, at what point do you continue to play the game? At what point do you say to officials, hey, you know, we're putting our student athletes at risk here. I mean, I was starting to think that because because if it's one guy, you understand maybe he didn't hydrate well enough during the day, something was going on, you know. But when you get three and then you're on the verge of four or five guys, and I didn't realize they had the same situation because you only can see your bench, but